Damon Wayans of TV's In Living Color has been in the movies for quite a while. He co-starred with Bruce Willis in The Last Boy Scout, and before that he was in Roxanne, Punchline, I'm Gonna Get You Sucka, and Hollywood Shuffle. His new movie takes him several steps further. He not only stars in it, he wrote and produced it as well. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of Mo Money.
What's surprising about Mo Money is Damon Wayans' ambition. Not that the movie has any sweep or grandeur or concern for the big issues. No, Wayans is ambitious in a different way. I expected him to be trying for the mantle of Richard Pryor, who parlayed his comic brilliance on stage into a decent, if unspectacular, movie career. But Mo Money isn't a comedy. It's really a violent action picture with comic overtones, like Beverly Hills Cop. In other words, Wayans wants the mantle of the admittedly declining Big Kahuna himself, Eddie Murphy. Fat chance. Wayans does have some of Murphy's comic versatility. He can do lots of voices and lots of characters, and he can be effeminate and then macho, silly and then super cool in the blink of an eye. But in repose, between shticks, Murphy is still magnetic and appealing. Wayans, meanwhile, turns slit-eyed and distanced, and a little bit creepy. Besides which, his comedy writing is not quite ready for the big time. Take this scene, for instance, in which Johnny, the street hustler Wayans plays, is selling children's books on the avenues of Chicago and finds himself face-to-face with a beautiful customer, played by Stacey Dash.
Excuse me, how much is this book?
For you, free, take it.
Nothing in America is free.
Love is.
Oh, really?
Besides, I think your kid will like it.
I don't have a kid.
Yes, Lord. Give me my $2.
What happened to free?
It's America, remember?
This is a great book. You should read it sometime.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, could I read it to you now? Let me see. The Ice Cream Dream. Wonder what that's about. I wish I had an ice cream. It'll look just like you. Sweet tasting chocolate, good all the way through. I'd lick it slow from head to toe.
You're fresh. I'll take my book before it melts. Thank you.
Come again. And again.
That's about as hilarious as Mo Money gets. It's a crude, dispiriting movie whose humor is often as brutal as its action scenes. The plot follows Wayans as he follows the woman in the book-selling scene. Her name is Amber, and she works for a big credit card company where Wayans finds a job in the mailroom. There, he involuntarily gets caught up in a scam run by the company's white security chief, all of which is supposed to strike us as tragically ironic. He escapes the life of a petty con man, only to find himself in the midst of a much bigger, more dangerous con. The movie's worldview is strangely unpleasant. Poor black men are hustlers and thieves. Well-to-do black men, like the executive Amber's dating, are insufferably prissy. White men are either victims to be fleeced or monsters who will destroy anything in their paths. Women are either beautiful and therefore to be captured, or not beautiful and therefore to be mocked mercilessly at every opportunity. The director, Peter MacDonald, has only one other movie to his credit, Rambo 3, which by comparison looks like Smiles of a Summer Night. Two exceptions to the general awfulness of it all. In Mo Money, yet another Wayans weighs in. 19-year-old Marlon, and he's lithe and funny and very attractive. Then there's the soundtrack, put together by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, and full of hot, catchy tunes, all of which I'm sure would sound a lot better with the movie out of the way. My financial advice? Invest in the CD. This is a case when Mo is less.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair. I'm Terry Gross.